Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Emmanuel Macron has said he'll travel to the devastated French Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte in the coming days after it was hit by a powerful cyclone. He's promised all emergency assistance necessary to deal with the tragedy. The French Interior Minister, who's already there, said more manpower and facilities are in transit, including a large field hospital and water desalination plants. Bruno Retailleau said France would continue to help.
It's clear that the island is totally devastated. As for the government's response, we wanted to go there, us three government ministers, first, to show the population our sympathy and also to make an assessment. We are thinking of all these families who are very severely affected, but also to show all the people of Mayotte that the government is by their side with a helping hand.
Syria's foreign currency reserves have been found to be almost completely depleted, according to central bank sources. The bank, which reopened on Sunday, is said to still be in possession of $2 billion worth of gold, the same as before the start of the grueling civil war in 2011. Analysts say the heavily sanctioned regime of Bashar al-Assad had used the cash to fund food, fuel and war. The de facto Syrian leader Ahmed al-Sharaa has held a meeting with the British envoy Anne Snow in Damascus as he seeks international support. His group, Hayat Tahrir al-Sharaa, is currently proscribed in the UK as a terrorist organisation, but Mr al-Sharaa has sought to move away from its jihadist origins. Earlier, he announced that all rebel factions in the country would be disbanded and their members integrated into the regular army. The US State Department and Ukraine have said that North Korean soldiers have been killed during combat in Russia's Kursk region, which is partly occupied by Ukraine. Jae Sung Lee reports.
This is the first time that Washington has confirmed the death of North Korean troops in Kursk since it announced that Pyongyang had sent thousands of troops to Russia to help fight against Ukraine. The State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said if the North Koreans were to cross the border into Ukraine's territory, that would mark yet another escalation in the nearly three-year war. Earlier, Kyiv's military intelligence claimed that around 30 North Korean soldiers had died or were wounded in clashes over the weekend in Kursk. But the BBC has not seen any conclusive evidence to back this up.
Donald Trump has said he will take a look at legislation under which TikTok will be banned in the US unless its Chinese parent company ByteDance sells the app. Mr. Trump said he had a warm spot in his heart for TikTok because many young people who use it voted for him. US media say he's due to meet TikTok's CEO later on Monday. You're listening to World News from the BBC. US media are reporting that the shooter at a school in Wisconsin on Monday was a female student. Two people were killed in the attack on the Abundant Life Christian School in the city of Madison. The shooter is also dead. The White House has insisted that all drones spotted around the northeastern United States have been operating lawfully. The national security spokesman, John Kirby, said the activity was commercial, hobbyist, or by law enforcement. He added that some of the reports were planes or even stars mistaken for drones. A prosecutor in Bolivia says an arrest warrant has been issued against the former president, Evo Morales, who's been formally indicted for child trafficking. The charges relate to an alleged relationship Mr. Morales had with a 16-year-old girl with whom he had a daughter. The family of a Turkish-American human rights activist who was killed by Israel in the occupied West Bank have urged the Secretary of State for a new US-led investigation. Aishnur Ezgi Agi was shot dead in September during a demonstration against the expansion of Jewish settlements. Tom Bateman reports.
Israel has said it's investigating, describing her killing as unintentional from a ricocheted bullet. But the family says this claim is contradicted by both the available evidence and eyewitness accounts. After their meeting with Mr. Blinken, the family told the BBC they felt no more optimistic about justice being served and felt that even basic facts were not being demanded by their own government of the Israeli military. The State Department said in response Mr. Blinken had made clear her death was an avoidable tragedy, but that the US would await the outcome of Israel's own investigation.
The Nigerian striker Ademola Lookman has been voted African Footballer of the Year. He helped his Italian club Atalanta win the Europa League and scored three times as Nigeria reached the final of the Africa Cup of Nations. BBC News.